Greetings, local music lovers, and welcome into another exciting edition of Valley Sounds on 89.3 WLRH. On tonight's show, JQ is going to talk with Montez King. Josiah is checking in, playing some songs from groups you can see perform around the Tennessee Valley. And the Spice Radio guys have picked out some sweet local favorites for everybody. So we're going to turn things over to them and get this thing kicked off.
You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, our weekly spotlight on original music being created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. I'm Ben from Spice Radio Huntsville, and coming up next, we'll have some great tunes right out of the valley, including tracks from Gems, Lynn Bullard, Lamont Landers Band, King's Haze, and finally a track from Free Candy.
My daddy set me down and gave me his old Stella box to tune. And though the strings they set too high, oh, I didn't really mind, 'cause he taught me how to play the old soft shoe. And he said, son, I'll never have a lot of money, but I'll give you this and maybe it will do. And then somewhere out that door, though you started mighty poor, there'll be a little something of mine to get you through. So my daddy taught his son to play the guitar, wildwood flower and the mountain dew. How to play a country song with a feeling deep and strong, and to cry a little teardrop when I do. So I'll play my daddy's guitar now for you. Then the years went rolling by as I sat there by his side, playing rhythm while he played a mandolin. Then he'd take his fiddle bow and play the faded love, making sure that I remembered how it went. But the songs you sing in love don't last forever, and his hands grew tired like a daddy's always do. But when his eyes could barely see, he'd sit and listen then to me while I played him every country song I knew. My daddy taught his son to play the guitar, to pick the wildwood flower and the mountain dew. How to play a country song with a feeling deep and strong, and to cry a little teardrop as I do. So I'll play my guitar, daddy, now for you.
can find more info about the music you heard, including a playlist and a podcast of tonight's show, on WLRH's website, WLRH.org. Check out the Programs tab and look for Valley Sounds. You can also find WLRH and Spice Radio Huntsville on our Facebook pages. Stay tuned for more original Tennessee Valley music up next. This is Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville.
Coming up next here on Valley Sounds, in our interview segment, JQ sits down with Montez King.
Hey, what's going on out there, world? This is your girl, JQ. You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville. I am super massive amounts excited, and I'm also honored to be in the studio live with my boy, King Montez.
What's going on, y'all?
Hey, man, we're going to get this party started, but let's go ahead and see if you can get that drop on the first try.
What's going on, y'all? This is your boy, King Montez, and I'm sitting here with the beautiful JQ, and you're listening to Valley Sounds WLRH 89.3. Huntsville.
You did that, man. I'm so excited and honored to have you in the studio.
I'm very happy to be here.
It's finally nice to meet you face to face. I'm a fan.
I've been listening and working
with you and your manager and your record label. And so finally talking to you on the phone, and we get a chance to meet face to face. No dreadheads and all of that. Already have some things in common. We're getting common. Yeah. So we're going to jump right on in this interview, and let's get it started. One of the things I want to ask you is, first of all, let's talk about how long you've been in the music industry, and then what was your inspiration for getting started in the industry?
I've been in the industry now going on 7 years, and what inspired me is just, you know, my gift and my talent, you know, I was born with. So I have a gift of song. I have a gift to inspire. So I wanted to do it in a realm that's very uncommon in this area, which is soul music.
Wow, soul music. How old are you?
I'm 37.
Soul music. And so you know about soul music.
I know
what do you know about soul music, especially being 37?
Well, I do know that soul music is something that's dealing with the soul, which is everyday life, you know, and you're bringing it into a realm of music, which is very important in today's time. You know, it helps in so many areas in a person's life. And I do have that gift to be able to touch a person in that area, in the gift of song.
How do you get inspired? What's your creative process for the actual soul part of the music?
Actually, just picking up on everyone's ideas and inputs about life, certain questions that they may have, certain life issues, you know, that goes on. It's not necessarily, you know, a lot of people think when you say soul music, they automatically think love music, and that's not necessarily what it is. It's just basically taking it if it's dealing with governmental issues or, you know, police brutality or whatever the case may be, I'm able to tap into that realm and be able to inspire and help someone in the gift of song.
Most people who think or create soul music have a story. They, you know, they're really connected to what the meaning of their music is. So do you feel like you represent the soul in your music more than anything?
Just with me, personally, I'm an inspiring person. I've always been the type of person that always been an encourager. I have that essence of soul, which is I'm a vibrant person. You know, I think before I speak. I'm not a person that's quick to anger, so it takes a lot for me to be upset. It has to be something that's very tangible for me to be able to grasp the emotion of that.
Okay.
If it's not tangible, if it's something that's methodical, I'm not really quick to grab it. But something that's very meaningful, which is just for the love of self. A lot of people don't have a lot of self-love. And that within itself is dealing with the soul. A lot of people can't encourage themselves. They need someone to motivate them. They need someone to uplift them. And with me, even though I have my own personal times when I'm at my lowest, I've always, even at that time, found myself encouraging someone. So I feel like just within that essence itself, I have a gift that is much needed to anyone that comes in contact with me. I base that on the aspect of soul, a person that's able to encourage someone. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be music. It just necessarily just be in your everyday life. You know, and you can tell that person has a soul. That person has it's something about them that can that you know, there's, I guess, as much needed, you know, in this day and time. So I feel like I have that. I feel like I have that. And also, again, I have a gift of song, the way I'm able to create sound and melodies to uplift someone. If it's not uplifting, encouraging, if it's not encouraging, inspiring.
Who inspires you to lift your soul, like when you're down, and to create the kind of music that spreads the soul and the love?
Well, I will first, when you first asked that, first person that came to my mind is my mother. Again, if you check out my album, which is King Montez, The Experience, mm-hmm. you're going to, the first song on there is called Hard Times, and it's basically dedicating it to my mother because she was a single parent, four kids, and I watched her. Like, literally come from the ground up. And you see her today, and you see how much joy, how much peace she has now. You never know the struggle and the things that she went through just so her kids could eat. So I personally, you know, I witnessed that with my own eyes as someone that was willing to go hungry so someone could eat. You know, I purposely watched someone take nothing and make something from it. You're talking about a single parent, four kids working at a better minimum wage job, and, you know, for Thanksgiving, we're eating bean and weenies. And we thought that was something great, you know, to someone else they might consider as poor. We didn't even realize we were poor until we was, like, in middle school. That's how much of a backbone she had, how strong of a backbone she had to hide the pain and the things that, you know, she would personally probably would go in her bedroom and cry in tears, you know, but we never saw that. We never saw that side of her. She kept that very, very absent from us. So she very much inspired me. She was the one that, you know, she kind of like dropped her music career to be able to raise her children. So I feel like I was the one that was blessed with the gift to take that and, you know, run with it. So I've learned from so many greats like Marvin Gaye, Teddy Pendergrass, you know, a lot of great artists, you know, that inspired me to polish my gift, and really Sam Cooke, to really grab my essence of who I am. And looking at their life, and looking at their background of what they went through, going through the projects, and, you know, coming from the most gruesome places and coming out as pure gold. And I found myself being that type of individual, you know, coming from Decatur, Alabama, coming from Stonegate. You know, I come from that area. I come from that hard knock, you know, seeing a whole lot of poverty, you know, come from that area. And I do believe a rose can come from the concrete. And I feel like I'm that rose.
What were some of the greatest, or who were some of the musicians that you would mimic, or, you know, what do you think your sound comes from? How did you develop and decide, okay, I'm a soul singer, I'm a soul artist, and I think I want to sound like Sam Cooke or Marvin Gaye, yeah, or, you know, who were some of those people that you...
I would really say Marvin Gaye, and that's why I contribute that as on my album cover. His spirit, I feel like he was very soft-spoken. He was a very humble man. He was a man that really actually wanted to inspire and help so many people. I feel like what he's left here is iconic, and it's yet still, in today's time, is relevant right now. All you got to do is just match play, and his spirit lives and his spirit lives. So I would say he was one of the first that really actually inspired me. Of course, I'm an 80s baby. I grew up on a lot of music soul child, a lot of Anthony Hamilton, Carl Thomas. You know, I grew up on a lot of them kind of guys. So my sound, if you listen real deeply and richly, you'll kind of like grab those guys.
Yeah, your song Can't Wait reminds me so much of Carl Thomas. Yeah, man. When I first heard it, I was like, emotion.
Yeah.
I was like emotional. I was like, wait, is that, wait, I thought maybe it was a sample of his, but then I had to replay. And so, man, you definitely do. You have definitely developed the skill in your sound.
You
are truly soul sounding artist.
Thank you.
How did you come about, you know, creating the album, and what was that like for you?
Well, big shout out to my producer, Eric Ramey.
Yes, Eric Ramey.
Big shout out to him. He pretty much produced the whole album. and also KP, Cameron Pearson, he also co-produced. I just threw a lot of ideas out to him. I really didn't have a sound. I didn't have an idea of where I wanted to go, and he helped me out tremendously. He really actually took his time and polished me. He said, you know, King, just throw out all your ideas, and I'm going to see where your range is. I'm going to see what your sound is, and I'm going to mimic your sound with my talent, with my gift. And it took us about 5 years with this project.
Okay.
And like I said, I would not be, y'all would not be hearing what y'all hear if it had not been for him.
Hey, thanks for listening. This is your girl, JQ, and you're tuning in to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville. Early in the morning.
morning as the sun shines on your face, your beautiful face. I get down on my knees and thank God that I have you another day. Tell that you love me. You hug me and say, have a good day. It's a beautiful day. Then we kiss and we go separate ways. Yeah, I can't wait
to get back to you.
Yeah,
I can't wait to get back to you.
So I can. Yeah,
hold you tonight. I can't wait to get back to you.
Yeah,
I can't wait to get back to you.
So I can
hold you.
Yeah,
hold you tonight.
When I'm away from you, can't help but think of things that we could do together. Let's have a pillow fight, turn off all the lights. Let's watch your show tonight. It's all night tonight. It's whatever. We're laying under the covers like we're little kids. You think you did something, but I let you in, yeah.
But you know.
Haven't made it to work now, but I'm ready to go. I can't wait
to get back to you.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get back to you.
So I can
hold you.
I can
hold you tonight. I can't wait to
yeah.
get back to you.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get back to you.
So I can. Girl, I want you by my side, but I'm working this 9 to 5, so I can look you in your eyes and say I care, tell you that I love you again and again. So I can
hold you,
I can
hold you tonight.
I can't
wait to get back to you.
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
I can't
ooh,
wait
ooh,
to get back
yeah.
to you.
So I can
hold you,
I can
hold you tonight. I can't wait to get back
hold you
to you.
In my arms.
I can't wait to get back
wait
to you.
Safe and warm.
In our final segment of Valley Sounds tonight, Josiah has groups playing around the Tennessee Valley and some select tracks from those groups.
You're listening to Valley Sounds on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio on our weekly spotlight on original music being created and performed right here in the Tennessee Valley. This is Josiah with this preview of music for musicians and bands with upcoming shows here in the Rocket City. In this set, we'll hear Allie Free, Remy Neal, and Alex Hendricks. But let's start with this track from Victoria Jones titled Insignificant.
Catch her on December 9th at Stand Up Live and December 13th at Princess Theater in Decatur.
She spends her hours with her face in the mirror, wondering if her life will become ever clear. Remembering there was a time she was oh so sure. She just got news that shook her to the
listening to local music on Valley Sounds, and we just heard from local artist Victoria Jones. Up next is Allie Free with her song, Who's Gonna Fight For Me? See her perform live on December 11th at Humphreys.
Where the heart is, but I feel like I lost it across the sea. The same place I lost the thing that God gave to me. Cause I can't heal like I used to. I know if I live. My brothers, my family, and my friend. Is this just how it's supposed to be? Across the land, air, and sea, to fight for my country. Seen things no one should see. While I tried to be all I could be, after all that I've been through, this is all I ask of you. Once I'm back in the land of the free, who's gonna fight for me? On inside my head, shot so loud they wake the dead. I can't breathe, I feel panic, and I see this blood surrounding me. I'm still all alone. How it's supposed to be for you and me, across the land, air, and sea, to fight for my country. I've seen things no one should see. While I tried to be all I could be, after all that I've been through, this is all I ask of you. Once I'm back in the land of the free, who's gonna fight for me? Sad to see things aren't like they should be. See, we should be thanking all of you, the vets and soldiers, for what you've been through. We're not promised tomorrow, just trying to make it through today. But you'll always be with me, you'll always be with me, you'll always be with me, Gunny J. Is this just how it's supposed to be? Across the land, air, and sea, to fight for.
country. I say things no one should see while I tried to be all I could be. After all that I've been through, this is all I ask of you. Once I'm back in the land of the free, who's gonna fight for me? Land, air, and sea.
Land, air, and sea.
To fight for my country.
For my
I've seen
country.
Things no one should see. While I tried to be all I could be. After all that I've been
after
through,
all that I've been
this
through.
Is all I ask of you. Once I'm back in the land of the free.
From the men we left behind, you can call it.
You just heard a Vietnam song by Alex Hendrix and can catch her live on December 14th at Mad Malt's Brewing. So we started the segment with Victoria Jones' song titled Insignificant to Ali Free's song Who's Gonna Fight For Me to Alex Hendrix with her song A Vietnam Song. You can find tonight's playlist and other podcasts of the show at WLRH.org. Click on the Programs tab for Valley Sounds. We're going to wrap the segment up with a track called Talk All Night by Remy Neal. You can see both him and Alex perform at Mad Malt's Brewing on December 14th.
Hello, no one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Crowded room, eyes and meat. Try getting closer, finally. I get the courage, but then it's over, then it's over. Think maybe we could talk all night. Yes, this feeling's right, I have to say. We can talk for hours and hours and hours. No need to worry, nothing will matter. When the sun comes up and clears the stars away, baby, we could talk all night. Maybe we could talk all night. Takes over. I think maybe we could talk all night. Cause this feeling's right, I have to say. We can talk for hours and hours and hours. No need to worry, nothing will matter. The sun comes up and clears the night away. Maybe we could talk all night. Talk on knife.
That was Remy Neal, and the track there was Talk All Night. You can catch Remy at Mad Malt's Brewing on December 14th. I'd like to thank all of our producers and guests on the show tonight, Montez King, JQ Now, the Spice Radio guys, Ben Job, Josiah, and of course all the bands that have turned music into us. December 18th, we'll be getting together for another producers meeting at Wish You Were Beer at Campus 805, and that's going to be from 6 to 8 p.m. That is a Tuesday, I believe. Those meetings are open to the public. You can kind of get an idea of what we do working on the show. This is a chance for you to interface with our producers and, of course, drop off music to us. You can get a podcast of tonight's show at WLRH.org. And thanks so much for tuning in and checking out local music on 89.3 WLRH. Stay classy, Huntsville.